Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum, who's Uzbekistan, where's Uzbekistan, I'm Uzbekistan, here on a very cold, rainy Sunday afternoon in mid-February 2025. What am I excited by? What am I puzzled by? And how long do I plan to stay? What am I excited about? I am excited about comedy. So, a couple of, I guess they're mostly Russian, maybe some local people also, have started a little comedy team, doing stand-up comedy. And I attended once, and then I went a second time and played two songs, and I went yesterday and played two songs. And I'm just very happy to have an opportunity to share some of my funny material, and it's okay if it has bad words in it. But really, the celebration in it is not me. The celebration is, you know, it's just a great example of some of the people, you know, are successful with what they have created, and some people are still developing their talent. But either way, it's just very refreshing to see people engaging in a creative endeavor, using the English language to manipulate, you know, make the ways to manipulate the English language, and just, you know, taking a risk. Yeah, just taking a risk to, you know, try something new. And yes, it's just wonderful to be around people wanting to do something creative and willing to take that challenge on. So, I don't think I can share any of the jokes that I heard there, but I definitely appreciated them. And, you know, for me personally, I mean, even with people who, you know, speak pretty decent English, it's just still, you know, it's still hard to get the material in my original songs to come through, you know, in a meaningful way. But I think it still provided some laughs for some people, and I'll be happy to do it again at some point. I like that it has rotated venues, but I think they're going to land at one location soon. I particularly like that the location they were at this week was smoke-free, and actually alcohol-free. And, you know, I don't think anyone had any lesser of a good time because of it. So, you know, always happy to hear that. What am I puzzled by? So I've been, you know, noticing that there's some different products that I buy here. And I'm like, was that product here when I moved here and I just didn't know what it was? Or is it a recent addition? And I think it's a lot of factors. So, you know, my first year here, I didn't know that I was going to need to bring food products with me, that there was going to be such limited choices for snacks and other goodies. So, you know, I do have some American food products that I do eat some of here. But not, you know, it's not that much. But having that did really increase my quality of life here. But then the two factors of, I do think there are more products available here than there once was. And I do think that there, some of them may have already been there, but I just hadn't noticed it. So, got some kind of little crouton-y things that are like a, kind of like a bruschetta thing. Those are crunchy and yummy. Some other kind of like breadstick seasoned things. Those were yummy. And of course, as I've mentioned, at a specialty shop, there are some corn chips. I would not say they are very high quality corn chips. And like I said, only available in very limited location. The local chip company has started making a product that's kind of a sweet product that's some puffy things coated in powdered sugar. So, yeah, so I think, so that is a, that's a celebration that more snack products are available here. But sort of turning to the part of this that I'm puzzled by is, you know, as I'm like, oh, they've got corn chips here, you know, oh, they've gotten a Domino's here, oh, they've gotten a Papa John's here, oh, they've gotten a Wendy's here. And, you know, thinking about, you know, other products that came here, you know, like at some point, I think I talked about this before, Pepsi and Coke arrived, I guess, in the 1990s, and when Snickers arrived and things like that. So that, like, why is that the mark of development when American and Western products have arrived? Because I tend to subscribe to that belief also, but, like, well, what was wrong with not having these products? And certainly a country can be, you know, prosperous and stable without them. You know, or is that just a convenience for foreigners living there? And I mean, I guess it's just these global companies, you know, bringing their products to a worldwide, you know, to an international, you know, client base, customer base. So, but yeah, just sort of thinking about that. And that, you know, as I've asked people my age here that, who, you know, who are from this region, oh, they definitely have strong memories of, like, when Coke and Pepsi arrived. And one predated the other one, but I'm not sure which one. You know, when Snickers arrived, and that those were very significant in their young adulthood when those advancements arrived. I mean, similarly, like, when, you know, as more international food arrives. So, like, there wasn't that much bubble tea here, I guess at all. I guess bubble tea is the good canary in the coal mine. To my knowledge, there was not bubble tea when I arrived here. And then, you know, I got onto the one shop in my neighborhood. But see, I can see that there's like four or five others that have popped up recently. Now, that is more in the city center and, you know, is certainly a specialty item. But yeah, how these international products and services proliferate, I just think is interesting. And puzzling why that's the mark of, one of marks of development. Anyway, how long do I plan to stay? Third quarter is in the final stretches of it, and enthusiastically going into fourth quarter and just, you know, spending every day trying to be grateful for all the very, very many unique opportunities I have had here. Some of which I can share about publicly and some of which I can't. But, you know, just very, very, very grateful to be living this life here. And it makes me think back to at various times when I had various difficulties here. And I'm just so glad that I was able to withstand the storm and get to the good parts of living here. And I'm sure other things will blow up in my face, but I'm just hoping that that's the minimum and can keep enjoying life here for as long as possible. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening, walking a dog, got a dog in your car, or anybody else in this great wide world who is interested in listening to what is happening in Tosh, Kent, Ooze, Becca, Stan.